Freeform Radio, Mike D with you here. Larry's going to be up in just a few, but just in light of today's news, which could probably be one of the biggest stories of the year, we've got Hank Sims on the phone right now. Sims, you were at the NCR meeting. How'd it go?
Well, it was well attended, a lot of passionate talk, and in the end, yeah, the North Coast Railroad Authority voted 8-1 to officially decertify, to withdraw its approval of an environmental impact of that report that it approved several years ago.
And they are withdrawing it on what grounds?
On grounds that it doesn't suit their needs. Basically, I mean, they're quite upfront about this, is that they have been sued by Humboldt County organizations, the Californians for Alternatives to Toxins and the Friends of the Eel, on the grounds that the EIR that they had prepared for operations on the southern end of the line was inadequate. So they've been through a few rounds of court on this, and the NCRA has lost every round so far. So this move, and like I say, they're quite upfront about it. They say, well, okay, if you're saying that this EIR is inadequate, well, we'll just say we don't have an EIR anymore.
Oh, that's good times.
Yeah.
And so on the North Coast Rail Authority board, there are two people from Humboldt County, Bill Keir and Estelle Fennell. How did they vote on this?
They voted with the majority to decertify their EIR.
Did you get to talk to either of them?
I did not. Bill Keir grabbed me as I was leaving. He said, you're not going to stay for the East-West presentation? I said, I gotta get places.
Well, you do have to get places.
Yeah.
I know you're a fan, though.
Sure.
Everybody loves a railroad.
Yeah.
So do we... the other thing that was on the bill today was this potentially massive salmonid restoration program that also ties into the rail line, because one of the riders on this project would include a complete rebuild of a 100-year-old bridge, a $10 million project. What's the status there?
That is the Caltrout representative who was there, who is the organization that was planning to sort of be the lead agency to do this river restoration work, this creek restoration work, was there. He gave an informational presentation to the board that just said, well, yeah, we did not get the grant. You, the NCRA, last month denied us the sort of approval to go forward with this, and we did lose a grant from the National Oceans Atmospheric Administration. No hard feelings, it sounded like, or a few hard feelings maybe, but he said that he understood that he presented this to the board on a very short timeline. But the project itself, I mean, through this informational meeting, I got the sense of the project itself. It's really quite amazing. Basically to open up 24 square miles of salmon habitat that had been closed by the railroad umpteen years ago for fish passage again.
And the firm that would have been doing that was a local firm?
I believe that would have been doing the engineering studies as far as like the on the ground, like, you know, shovel work. I'm not sure if anybody would have ended up with that, but they were just looking for a feasibility study, sort of like engineering study, to map it out.
Okay, so that's kind of a bummer. That would have been a good little chunk of change to come into the county. Before we wrap this up, because Larry's going to go live here from McKinleyville in just a few, let's look at what Caltrans said. They wanted their money back?
Yeah, it was kind of a shocking thing. A representative from Caltrans and the California Transportation Commission showed up at the meeting and said, like, look, we gave you $3 million to do this EIR. Caltrans policy, CTC policy, is that if you do not do the project that we grant money for you to do, then you give the money back. And in our view, your decertification of this EIR means that you did not do the project, and we will want our money back. Now, there was some sort of... later on during the meeting, there was they say, well, we did the EIR. We still have the EIR. It's still real good information for us. I mean, I think Caltrans is going to look askance at that. I mean, it's no longer legally binding, for one. It's not an EIR in the sense of a document that controls the railroad's operations. But there'll be a skirmish there, I suppose.
What's next with this lawsuit?
It goes forward in May. On May, I believe, there have been several preliminary rounds. It's gone through Marin Superior Court, up to a state Superior Court, up to federal court, back down to Marin on preliminary hearings. And I believe it goes to trial in May.
And so this letter that is linked at the Lost Coast Outpost by Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Man, he's not pulling punches here.
No, he never did. He was one of the Marin County's representatives on the board. The other one, Bernie Myers, today is still on the board. He voted he was the sole vote against rescinding the certification of the EIR in this way. But no, he never did. I think he moved back east.
So he doesn't really have a stake in this game, but in his letter he writes, quote, "The NCRA has always struggled for public credibility. If the board rescinds the EIR, you risk losing the trust of the public and of officials at every level. Who will trust the NCRA in the future, whether it be for public funding or even private funding?" And I'd put that question to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, the CTC, you know, the main source of funds for the NCRA in the past, the State Transportation Commission, certainly were not pleased. I mean, they're not saying at this moment that we're not going to give you any more money, but they're saying we want our money back. And, you know, you'd have to imagine that they look askance at that when future applications for funds come forward.
So did Estelle Fennell release a comment on why she voted to rescind this EIR?
Basically, I mean, the idea that's being pushed now, well, to short-circuit the lawsuit, did she say that specifically? I cannot recall if she said specifically that we need to shut down this lawsuit against the NCRA. But the general sense from the board was, and it's kind of shocking, is that though it is a state agency, it is not bound by state law. It is not bound by state environmental law. And that's got to be a novel case.
As far as Fennell is concerned, she inherited this mess. Would you have played your hand differently if you were in her chair or Bill Keir's chair?
It seems like if your main funder is coming to you saying, like, look, this is no good, that the board chalked this thing with the CTC up to a misunderstanding. They say, like, no, they just don't really get it. We still have the EIR. It's still got a lot of good stuff in it. But I don't think the Caltrans is going to... It seems unlikely that Caltrans distinguishes a legally binding environmental impact report from an informational report, and those are two separate things.
Before we wrap it up, could you use the word death throes in a sentence?
If I don't get to take a nap this afternoon after I got up so early this morning, I will be soon in my death throes.
Hank Sims of the Lost Coast Outpost. Thanks, Hank.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Hey, humble gardeners. It's April, and more consistent than our weather this month is the Gardener in Bloom.